We were puzzled when we heard a sound approaching that seemed to come from another time or dimension. It sounded, for all the world, like a dragon belching fire was directly overhead. My wife and I followed our little boy out into the yard. We looked up and saw a large hot air balloon overhead. Soon, we were pointing and laughing just like our toddler. We followed them into the field next to our yard. We were surrounded by fields on three sides. Usually they were planted with corn or beans, but they were fallow and filled with weeds. The balloonist signaled me that he could use some help coming down. It was early in the spring, and in spite of the brilliance and warmth of the spring morning, there were gusts. He needed help reducing his lateral motion. Otherwise they could be dragged mercilessly. His crew hadn't arrived, and he was coming down. I took hold of the gondola as it landed and stopped him. My wife and I then helped him fold up the balloon and pack it up. Seeing the balloon and gondola up close inspired no great sense of security. The reality of airborne flight dependent on hot air in a cloth bag looks very iffy up close. He thanked me and asked me if I'd like a ride sometime. Well, I didn't need to think too long, and I said yeah, sure. He asked if I would mind getting up early one morning, since they usually were airborne between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. No prob, I usually get up between 5 and 6 anyway, I said, so if I need to get up a hour earlier that's not a big deal. He said he'd give me a call some Saturday about 4 or 4:30. See you then. One Saturday morning about a month later I got a call at 4 a.m. It was Tony. Did I still want to help with the balloon? If I would assist with a paying customer, I could get a ride afterward. Could meet him by 5 a.m. in the local sports field. He and his partner would bring the balloon, and the customer would be meeting us at 6. I told him I would be early. I figured that there was no better way to prove how helpful I could be than to be the first one there, ready to help. I arrived at the field a full 15 minutes before I had been asked to arrive, but as I pulled into the field I saw a single figure standing in the center of the field. He was a tall fellow, and he was much larger than I remembered. I pulled up, and came to a stop. I realized, this was not Tony. This fellow was not at all happy to see me. I was dressed in my traditional bell-bottomed and peace sign-encrusted uniform that marked my clan. This chap waiting in the pre-dawn dark looked military right down to his crew cut. I on the other hand looked a tad furrier. My own hair, well down my back at the time, and since it was early on a spring morning quite cool, I hadn't bothered to pull it back into my customary ponytail. I thought just for a moment that even if I did put it into a tail, it wouldn't be any better. He seemed to have such a strong distaste for me that any thought of reducing his discomfort dissolved. I greeted him warmly and explained I was part of the team. Tony had invited me to assist him with the paying customer. Glaring, he said, if you are not the customer, you might as well leave, because we don't need your help. I explained that Tony had called me just this morning, so here I am. Besides, said, twisting it a little, he's offered me a ride. I knew he'd like that.